All right, pay attention to me. This is, for a couple reasons, a really easy laboratory meeting. One of which is that we're ahead of everyone else. So we've already done stuff that they still haven't done. Another is that we still don't have a write-up for the... You still don't have a new packet. And we haven't yet gotten in lecture to the DNA replication part. So that means the only thing I want you to do today is look at the scopes and do the cell cycle page, which you can't even do properly. And that's because, that's page 10. That's because these brand new scopes that they just ordered don't have pointers in them. So I haven't pointed to a specific cell on any of those. But I want you to be able to look at the different scopes and find examples of the different subphases of mitosis. Let's quickly review what those are and what happens in them. So what is the first phase of mitosis? Interphase is not a phase of mitosis. What is it? No. I'm hearing too many people. What's the first phase of mitosis? It is prophase, yes. And what happens during prophase? Yes, each of the two centrosomes is growing microtubules from it, and that's pushing the two centrosomes apart. And what do we call that combination of the centrosomes and the microtubules? The mitotic spindle, right. What's happening in the nucleus? That's out in cytoplasm, but what about in the nucleus? The chromatin is condensing. And we don't see individual chromosomes yet, but we're starting to see individual strands. We just don't know how many there are. All right, what's the next subphase? Prometaphase. And what's happening there that's important? Couldn't hear you. Everyone hear that? Speak as loudly as I am. Speak as loudly as you write.
Okay, so prometaphase, the chromosomes have now finished moving to opposite poles. Chromosomes continue condensing. The nuclear envelope starts to split or break up, allowing the kinetochore microtubules to connect to the kinetochores found on either side of the centromere.
That's right. You must have a hell of an instructor. Yeah, the mitotic spindle is now polarized. The two centrosomes are on opposite ends. The nuclear envelope has disintegrated, and why is that necessary? Because you have to have the kinetochore microtubules of the mitotic spindle, which is out in the cytoplasm, connect to the kinetochores, which are on the centromeres of replicated chromosomes, which are in the nucleus. So the nuclear envelope is in the way. It gets disintegrated. What else? Well, you also have further condensing of the chromatin. So by this point, you can see that there are individual chromosomes, and that's when we start using the word chromosomes. They're not as small as they're ever going to be, though, because it will continue to condense beyond that stage. What is the next stage?
Metaphase.
And that's where they're maximally condensed. They're the smallest the chromosomes will ever be. But what really defines metaphase? Right. All of the replicated chromosomes appear halfway between the two poles, between the two centrosomes, in other words. And they're all connected to kinetochore microtubules. Each replicated chromosome is connected to two kinetochore microtubules, right? One from each of the two poles. There's two sister chromatids making up one replicated chromosome. Each chromatid is connected to its own kinetochore microtubule associated with its own pole. Nothing has split, though. The reason they're able to get to the middle is because they have made that connection with kinetochore microtubules previously in the prometaphase. Okay, metaphase is really short because as soon as they're lined up, then you go to the next one, which is what? Anaphase is when the splitting occurs. What gets split in mitosis? The two, what we used to call sister chromatids that make up one replicated chromosome, split apart, and then they're no longer called sister chromatids. What are they called instead? Daughter chromosomes. Each one is a chromosome, but each one is a non-replicated chromosome, whereas when they were still combined, that was a replicated chromosome. And how are they able to... What happens besides the splitting?
They migrate towards
the pole. Right. Each of the daughter chromosomes migrates to its specific pole, which is determined by the kinetochore microtubule it's connected to. The other one goes to the other pole. And why are they able to migrate?
Polarity.
No. They move along the microtubules because the kinetochores, which is the connection point with the microtubules, contain motor proteins that walk along the mitotic spindle microtubules. What's the final phase? Telophase. That's when they get all the way to the ends of the cells, the daughter chromosomes, that is. So, what determines how many different kinds of daughter chromosomes there are at each pole? There's a daughter chromosome for each original replicated chromosome, but what determines how many replicated chromosomes there are to begin with? The species, correct. It's a different number for all species. What is it for humans? 23. That's why 23andMe, the company. Corn has 40. Other things have fewer than we do, so it just depends on the species. Okay, now telophase is the end of mitosis, but it's not the end of cell division. What else do you have besides mitosis? Cytokinesis, which is what? It's the splitting of the cytoplasm. And that's when you formally have two individual cells at that point. It happens differently in animals compared to plants. You're going to look at plants. So all of these slides on the different scopes feature onion root tips. And so there's all kinds of cells you'll see. You can't complete that page that I told you to do anymore because these new scopes don't have a pointer. So I'm not pointing to one specific cell in there. I just want you to look at the collection of cells and try to pick out individual stages and maybe quiz each other for however long you stay. But that's the only other thing you have to do. All right?